Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. During her time as artist in residence at Badlands National Park, Jessica Bryant fell in love with the unique landscapes found in the underexplored South Unit. And an exhibition of her watercolor paintings from the South Unit opens tomorrow at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. Jessica Bryant grew up in the suburbs of Minneapolis and now lives in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. She's busy hanging the exhibit today, but is taking some time to talk with us from our studios at the Dahl. And Jessica, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How much more work do you need to do before you've got everything up?
It's pretty close. We actually laid the whole show out yesterday afternoon, and they're well into the hanging process. I think there might not be any left to do by the time I leave the studio here.
Is there an art to putting up an exhibition?
I don't usually have to deal with that too much, but a lot of measuring for sure.
Now, when you see your work hanging in an exhibition like this, do you get a new or different perspective of it, seeing it all together?
Yes. Probably more so if I have the time to be in the room by myself. I'm a little bit more of an introvert, so I shut down to a certain degree when I'm with a group of people. I don't think I truly look in that environment.
So have you had the opportunity to truly look here as you're putting up this exhibition?
Oh, not yet. We were just leaning things against the walls yesterday and kind of figuring out what would look best where.
Now, your work as artist in residence in the Badlands, how did that get started?
Well, originally, I would say the idea came from a trip to the Grand Canyon with my family. We were hiking down some trails, and we stumbled upon the gallery space that they have for their artist in residence program. And I had never heard of this before, so I went home and did some research and found out that a number of the parks offer the program. And I started looking into the details for each of those parks. And Badlands stuck out to me for a number of reasons. First of all, just on paper, the program suited my personality better than many. Some parks you get maybe a week or two. The Badlands offered you 4 to 6 weeks. You receive on-site housing, a small stipend to help with expenses. And for Badlands, you also provide an education program, which was appealing to me. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy working with youth. So it was a good fit. And as far as the landscapes go, I've always been very attracted to landscapes everywhere. Favorites before coming here were Death Valley. And I have an affinity for plains and rolling hills from areas in central Minnesota that I spent time as a kid. My grandparents retired onto a farm when I was young, and maybe even before I was born. And so I spent a lot of time laying out in the fields and, you know, watching the stars at night. This place just has all of those things. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm wondering, had you visited the Badlands before?
No, I had not.
Wow. So what was it like when you saw them for the first time?
It was great. I love everything. I love everywhere. I love every aspect of just about anything in life. So I can find something to enjoy about anything, but it was spectacular. It was that perfect mix for me of dry, rough, intimidating, and then those peaceful, rolling grass plains.
Now, as I mentioned, the exhibition at the Dahl features watercolors from the South Unit of the Badlands. What is it about this part of the park that especially intrigues you?
Well, originally I had no expectations to even spend any time in the South Unit other than Sheep Mountain Table, which is the one reasonably accessible area within the South Unit. Everything that I ran across that referred to the South Unit spoke to how difficult it was to access, and you needed permissions from private landowners to cross into any areas. And I had almost dismissed the idea, and then ended up with an offer from a park ranger friend to go, because he spends time there and he knows it very well, and he had a day off. And so we went out, and it was just magical. The notion of knowing that you're someplace that most people don't just go as tourists to stop, snap some pictures, and then move on. This place that has its own life aside from human interactions for the most part. Not truly. There are plenty of people who have spent time in the South Unit, but it's limited. And it's people who are local. They're from here. They know this place. They care about this place. And that experience alone just makes it magical. And then the landscapes, it is different than the North Unit. A lot of areas are similar, and a lot of areas are very different aesthetically and geologically.
Geological?
geologically. There are areas with rocks that you don't find in the North Unit. There are different fossils that you don't find in the North Unit. It's very interesting.
So what did you do? Just start exploring, going for hikes, looking around?
Some of all of that. Mm-hmm. Every time I've spent significant time in the South Unit, it has been with a park ranger because that's been my access point, my ability to cross into the park boundaries without trespassing.
Now the South Unit is especially rugged. Does it sounds like it's probably an adventure anytime you were in that area of the Badlands?
Always an adventure, absolutely. There are large areas though that are flat and more plain like. There will be runoff areas and creeks to cross, which are a little more difficult at times. But there are large areas where there's just two track running smooth across the prairie. In between those jagged outcrops.
I understand that you got stuck in the Badlands once?
Oh, multiple times.
Multiple times.
It's great.
it's great to get stuck?
It's great to get stuck. You find your way back out, and it's a learning experience and adventure along the way. And it gives you more time just to be in one space as well.
So how do you find the scenes that you want to paint when you're out exploring and looking around or getting stuck there in the Badlands?
You know, there are so many that I may never have the time to get to painting that I would love to paint. Generally, it's the places that represent a situation or an event or a story or some kind of human interaction that has happened that I just feel the need to get those out. And the landscapes, although they look like just a landscape, for me, they are the representation of this entire experience. And so some of those have just stood out and have been things, places, areas that I've just needed to express. Others are just very clear and obvious. A favorite story of mine that there's a painting in the exhibit from this day. I was out with a good ranger friend, and we were driving in the Palmer Creek unit in a park vehicle that's like an ATV, but a little bit bigger, a little bit more rugged. And we got out to the end of this road. It was a rainy, muddy day, and we hiked and hiked and hiked and got up the Slot Canyon. We found fresh mountain lion tracks. I found a fantastic lizard fossil. There were all these great pieces along the way. And we get to the top of this Slot Canyon. I'm taking photographs because it's just spectacular. While I'm doing that, my friend just kept hiking, looking for something to do while he was waiting for me, and climbed over this little ridge and then up. And because it was wet and muddy, he could get traction and got way up on this one other sod table, the one higher point behind us. And he got up there and said, "Oh, you need to come here and bring your good camera. Mm-hmm. You need not my phone camera." So it was an adventure getting up, and it was maybe not a feat I would have wanted anybody else to witness me try to do. Mm-hmm. But once we got up there, the ground just fell away, and it was the most incredible view with these staggered, narrow, small, steep and tall sod tables going off into the distance with these sweeping angles coming across. It was just incredible.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with artist Jessica Bryant. She has a new exhibit, Beyond Boundaries, Visions from the South Unit of Badlands National Park. It opens tomorrow at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. Tomorrow there's an artist reception from 5 to 7, and we're talking with her from our studios at the Dahl. I'm wondering about your approach to landscapes. You have a realistic approach, and I'm wondering if there are things that you capture in watercolors that can't be found in a photograph.
That's a great question. Something I've spent a lot of time thinking about, because there is, as photography becomes more and more approachable to everyone, and as we are inundated by images in every aspect of our lives, there's almost a saturation point we're hitting where people just see image after image after image. And I like to think, I'm sure it's arguable, but I like to think that with painting and in a realistic style, you can take all the elements that are true that you can accomplish with a photograph, but you can also instill aspects of a mood or an experience or a feeling that you had, and you can adjust some values or some colors or some shapes to bring the feeling of that experience into the piece, where a camera is only going to capture what it has an ability to capture, the light and the value.
So it's an expression of you. It's not just a picture of a scene from a landscape from the Badlands, but there's an emotional element that you don't see in a photograph.
I like to think so. Uh-huh. I hope that comes through. Yes.
Now, how long has watercolor been your primary medium?
I think it's been about 6.5 years now. Not too long, actually.
And what do you like about watercolor?
Well, you know, initially I hated it. I really disliked watercolor as a kid and in high school, and I had a teacher who was very strict on how you should approach watercolor, and it just didn't work well for me until I would ignore his rules, and it just wasn't enjoyable enough. I just didn't like it so much. We had lived in California for a couple of years for my husband's work, and going a little stir-crazy and not having spent enough time around art for a while, I decided I'm going to go take a class. And look, there's a class on watercolor. I hate that. That would be fantastic right now. And it just clicked for me. That point in my life, my personality, my temperament, it suits me very well. I'm very detail-oriented. I'm very, I like to control things around me. And watercolor is generally not a medium most people think of being able to control, though there are artists who use it that way. Andrew Wyeth is a good example of that. And it just works so well for me. It can do things that you can't necessarily do in acrylic and oil. It has a feeling and a look, and you can control it.
It's
tricky.
Yeah. did you grow up then painting in Minnesota?
I've always loved art, and I always took classes I could find. And in high school, I took, I think, every art course the school offered, and I did a year of independent study as well, and just always loved it. Also always loved academics. And so ended up going the academic route in college. But I still took, I think I took every drawing class they had in college. I had generally preferred drawing to painting, but not so much now.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're open to whatever comes your way, even like you said, trying watercolor, even though in your past experience you hated it.
Yeah, sometimes in life you hit a point where you just need to do something that pushes you well outside your comfort zone. I suppose, and that worked well for me.
Yeah, you never know what'll happen.
Right.
Now, how did you end up in, is it Coeur d'Alene, Idaho?
Mm-hmm. My husband had visited there. I think he was on a trip with some friends, and he really liked it. And so I was finishing college. He had just graduated, and he was talking about maybe going to visit some friends of ours that had moved out there, and so we did that. And I think it was during the trip or maybe shortly after, he said, you know, I'd really kind of like to live there. Wow. I don't know. Sure. And we moved, and there we've stayed.
And it's a different landscape than the Badlands, a lot more water.
Mm-hmm. So more mountains, more trees.
more trees and mountains. Now, are your residencies at the Badlands National Park, are they done?
That's still to be seen. Mm-hmm. I'm currently in my fourth residency right now, working with a large part of the reason I'm coming this time is a continuation of working with kids coming from Manhattan. My first residency to the Badlands happened to coincide with the first trip the school group took, and we just all clicked very well, and it was a marvelous experience. The kids come and do a week-long youth camp with their teachers, and one of their teachers was a former artist in residence for the park, and he had this idea that it would be marvelous to share this with students from Manhattan, many of whom maybe haven't even left New York before.
That must be an amazing experience to be in the Badlands from Manhattan.
The things and the kids are all so eloquent and well-spoken, and the things that they think of and observe is just wonderful to be around. And so it's a highlight of each spring when I come for a residency, getting to work with them again. And so this year they will be here, I think, in a couple weeks. So I'm looking forward to that.
So I imagine they just have you see the Badlands in a different way than you probably did before after spending so much time there.
To a certain extent, yeah. And it just kind of brings out they usually bring into words things that I've just felt without thinking too much, but they were there. And it's just, it's nice to have an excuse to really conceptualize an experience and put it into coherent thought and words.
Jessica Bryant's new exhibit is Beyond Boundaries, Visions from the South Unit of Badlands National Park. It opens at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City tomorrow. There's a reception from 5 to 7, and if you want to see some examples of her work from the Badlands and elsewhere, you can go to her website at jlbryant.com. And Jessica, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We also had assistance from Chris Loffrey. And special thanks to Charles Michael Ray for his assistance from our studios at the Dahl Arts Center.